It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, April 21st, 2017. Today is the birthday of Roman Catholic nun Sister Helen Prejean, a member of the Congregation of St. Joseph and a leading American advocate for the abolition of the death penalty. She was born in Baton Rouge, Louisiana in 1939, the daughter of an attorney and a nurse. She joined the Sisters of St. Joseph in 1957. In 1962, she received a Bachelor of Arts degree in English and Education from St. Mary's Dominican College in New Orleans. In 1973, she earned a Master of Arts degree in Religious Education from St. Paul University in Ottawa, Canada. Her death row ministry efforts began in New Orleans in 1981. The following year, an acquaintance asked her to correspond with convicted murderer Elmo Patrick Saunier, who had been sentenced to death by electrocution. She visited him in prison and agreed to be his spiritual advisor in the months leading up to his death. The experience gave Sister Helen greater insight into the process involved in executions, and she began speaking out against capital punishment. She has since ministered to many other inmates on death row and has witnessed several additional executions. She served as national chairperson of the National Coalition to Abolish the Death Penalty from 1993 to 1995. The book, Dead Man Walking, a biographical account of her relationship with Saunier and other inmates on death row, served as the basis for a feature film, an opera, and a play. In the film, she was portrayed by Susan Sarandon, who won an Academy Award for Best Actress. Although Prejean herself was uncredited, she made a minor cameo appearance in the film as a woman in a candle-lit vigil scene outside the Louisiana State Penitentiary. In addition to Saunier, the account is based on the inmate Robert Lee Willie, who with his friend Joseph Jesse Vaccaro brutally assaulted and killed 18-year-old Faith Hathaway on May 28, 1980. 8 days after kidnapping a Madisonville, Louisiana couple and driving them to Alabama. 20-year-old Mark Brewster was shot and stabbed, but 16-year-old Debbie Cuevas survived the ordeal and later wrote the book Forgiving the Dead Man Walking. Prejean's second work, The Death of Innocence, an eyewitness account of wrongful executions, was published in December 2004. In it, she tells the story of two men whom she accompanied to their executions that she believes were innocent. The book also examines the recent history of death penalty decisions by the U.S. Supreme Court and looks at the track record of George W. Bush as governor of Texas. In 1998, she was given the Pacem in Terris, or Peace on Earth Award, named for the 1963 encyclical letter of Pope John XXIII, that calls on all people of goodwill to secure peace among all nations. Sister Helen now bases her work at the Death Penalty Discourse Network in New Orleans and spends much of her time giving talks across the United States and around the world. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 21st, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.